Monday, April 15th, 2024, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 PM.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. I'll take it. Roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
All right, we'll start with public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item that is not on today's agenda. So if you want to talk about anything that's not on today's agenda, now's the time.
Since we last talked, I think Bob and myself and Kim met. And I put together a letter that I was going to send to the Attorney General, who's been, he is the trustee for ownership of the Crystal Lake bid. But anyway, I want to pass it on so everybody gets a copy of it.
Okay.
This goes on this side and there's four of them there, so.
Okay.
He gets one also. The whole thing is designed with the law on the ownership of the property, and then the tail end tells what the county's doing about the water. I did mention that there's two different companies down there that have 5 million gallons that we can work with. But I think what Benahi said, when Kim gets done writing her letter, I'd like also for the board of directors there, all of you, all the commissioners, sign off on it, and then it'll go right to the Attorney General. He is a trustee in charge of it, and that law's in there also. Along with it, I've got several brochures on Exhibit A, Exhibit B, and Exhibit C, of which one of them is a great big map, which I think most of you've seen.
Yep.
That has the lake bed already drawn on it and the high water mark on it. That was established by the Transportation and Road Department in Omaha. And I talked to him about it. I said, when you went across the lake bed, did you have to get an easement for that? He said, absolutely. He said, it's private property, the people's property. And they had to have an easement for, a lifetime easement, for the benefit of the community. But it, and he said, it's 100% belongs to the people on it. You know, it's all of the auspices. But anyway, I'll put that, I got a bunch of pictures. Once you guys get it, kind of, I'll help put together the packet. Be happy to send it off on it, because there's enough data right there that he has to answer. He is, and the law's all in there. That whole thing has to do with the law, and I spent a lot of time on it getting it accurate.
Yeah, okay.
You got a question?
No, I just want to make a comment. So we met Brian with Kim and Walt after the last meeting and had a long discussion about some of the issues with Crystal Lake and the water and things like that. And one of the things that came out of that meeting, Walt suggested a letter from the board, kind of lay things out. And this is not set in stone by any means. So
that's a rough draft.
So Walt is back with a letter for the board with Kim's involvement. If she sees anything that we need to continue or check out as we go forward. So Walt's just keeping the ball rolling on Crystal Lake anyway. So that's why he's here today with this letter.
That's all I got to say.
So we can then, Mr. Chairman, we can, everybody has a copy of this, we can look at it, we can see, have a chance to look at it, change it, add to it, whatever we want to do going forward. So that would be my suggestion.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt.
All right.
Okay.
Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous meeting minutes from April 1st, 2024. Approval of payroll claims March 31st through April 13th of 2024. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of the official reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and district court. I came in this morning, went through the accounts payable, did payroll here this afternoon. I know Bob had looked through the majority of the accounts payable. Everything's to seem to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agendas A through E.
I'll second. Bob.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
New business. Lisa Barkley here?
Yes.
Come on up. You're requesting a special designation liquor license for May 11th and 12th for the horse races at Attica Downs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that right?
It was. As of today, the dates got changed. Instead of the Saturday and Sunday, they got changed to Friday and Saturday. So it would be May 9th and May 10th. And I have an May 10th and May 11th. I have an updated form here.
Okay.
So the times are 2 to 8 on Friday that we're requesting, and then 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay.
Everything else the same, the maps that I provided and our guidelines. All of that is still the same.
I know I asked this previously. Do you have some security out there?
Yes.
Yep.
They're uniform security.
Yep.
This year, our focus is just on the beer, liquor, water, and soda. There's going to be tons of food vendors this year. Food trucks.
Okay.
So we're staying out of the food.
Okay.
That's
not a bad deal, huh?
We're focusing on the booze, though.
Okay.
You need to sign it.
I know. I can't. Lance was unavailable today to sign it, and the hours just got changed today. So I can try to get his signature later today, and then can I email it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you needed that, and I tried, but it wasn't.
Do you know how many races they're going to have each day?
They're going to have, from my understanding, Friday it starts at 4, and there'll be 3. And then on Saturday it starts at 1, and there'll also be 3.
Okay.
And then, events in between, usually.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the two dates, Friday the 10th and the 11th. I got ahead of you, pal. On Friday from 2 to 8 and Saturday from 10 to 5, the May 10th and 11th.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, just email it to me and I'll get it.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Don't let it happen next year, all right?
Okay. I'll try.
All right.
Is there anybody here for Walt Buderam of Siouxland? They have done this in the past also. It's the same thing. We're going to have a special designation liquor license for a fundraising event on May 26, 2024 from 1 to 10. Do they need to have a representative here to approve that? So, okay.
I think they've been here and they haven't been here.
Yeah, they've done it several times.
I'll make a motion for them, and I'm going to tell you something. I recommend that they always invite us.
They have great food.
And I've been there, and it's crazy. And I think I told you guys that last year and the year before. But, yeah, they know how to put on a fiesta party. Yes. That's my motion.
Second.
If you want to eat. Sorry.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Done. All right. Board, discuss and approve or disapprove bid from Steve Harris Construction, Graham Avenue, Hubbard Lake, Road Stabilization Project. We had a gentleman here a meeting or two ago talked about the process of stabilizing M Avenue out there to the Cramper Lake. So, Jolene, what do we got going?
So, I reached out to a couple contractors, and Steve Harris is the only one that put in a bid.
Steve Harris what?
Is the only one that put in a bid.
Okay.
So, we have that for $28,987. And then Al with EnviroTech sent me, did you get this today?
Yep.
Okay.
19 something.
Yep. He sent that to me this afternoon. So,
That's what we're looking at for cost of project, with the two of them combined. So we just need to know what you guys...
It's about a $50,000 bill.
Yeah. Do we want to move forward?
I like the idea, just because this has been a decade going on, or more. Well, the lake's probably been there for a decade, but it's, there's always a concern prior, and a lot of conversation, and I think it's a good start to see. I mean, it could be a miracle. It could be the best thing since sliced bread.
And there's, of course, a couple trucking businesses on that road, and one of them is very concerned about what they're going to do to that road. And I talked to Al today. I said, are you worried about all the truck traffic? And he said no. So mm-hmm. I know he's trying to sell a product, you got to take that into consideration,
too. For sure. Yeah, if ever there was a place to test a product like that, I mean, this would be the perfect place to do it. So I guess I would be in favor of it myself.
Yeah, well, it's $48,504 between the contractor and the material to do the work. So what do you think, everyone?
It's a lot cheaper than paving it.
You know, I think, like I said, if we have to do something down the road, maybe in a year or 2 years, where it's a lot less money and the trap, I mean, like I said, it's a thorn. I think for $48,000, I think we spent $48,000 more foolishly.
Does that include the rollers and stuff doing it?
Yeah.
That's everything on his?
Yep, that's everything.
Okay.
They'll provide the product and Stevie will do the rest of the work.
For that price.
And we'll have a water truck to help with that.
Like I said before, previous meeting with Steve Harris Construction, as you know, he's going to keep an eye on it. It's something that he'll be wanting to entertain to make sure. You couldn't ask for a better person to be taking care of it, and it's right on his back door. So
I see.
And with it being between the bid amounts, I did ask for three informal bids, and Steve's the only one
that got. I saw on the bid that we got today from the provider of the chemical. There's a short load there, so it must have not have fit on one, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, he could have, if you remember, we would have stuck to the 26 foot.
Yeah. It could have just barely made it.
Yeah. So with the 28, that added another short load.
Yeah.
So how long do they think it'll last, Jolene?
He said some of the stuff that he had photographs on when he was here was 4 and 5 years. The one thing about the product, if you went back in there and retilled it and rolled it, you can get. You know, you can do it a second time with this material. So, you know, maybe down the road you can, but, you know, you never know until you...
Layer down and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the $48,504 for the material. What's that place called?
Evertech.
Envirotech.
Envirotech of the $19,517 of material and the 8,987 for the labor and the to install from Steve Harris Construction for $48,504.
Jolene, the way that your budget's setting up, you think use ARPA on that?
No, I think we can do it out of our road budget.
Okay.
When we did the lease payment for the motor grader, we wanted it to start in May. Well, they didn't start it till September, so we have that money budgeted.
Okay.
So we do have it in our road budget.
Okay. Well, very good. We'll give it a go. And
you want me to restate my motion and explain it again, or did you get all?
Yeah, could you please?
Okay.
No, you're good. Second.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Present. Okay,
board to discuss and approve or disapprove preliminary engineering proposal from Civil Engineers Construction for Lake Yawana Street Project.
Right on time, guys.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Jeff Dooley, CEC, Brett Langley, and Sean Callahan. We sent you I think you have the report in front of you that you reviewed. I'll kind of go through a few things, and then we'll open it up for questions if you have any, and we can kind of go from there. But About a month and a half ago, we were here and authorized us to take a look at Lake Huona Avenue and try to give you an idea some of the challenges that might be involved in paving that road. Maybe look at a couple of different options, asphalt versus concrete, and some of the other issues that might come up in regards to that. To kind of start out the conversation, you know, we had certified testing do a soil study on the road, and they did they did eight different borings, which is included in your packet. And the one thing that came of that is the soil there isn't as pervious as we had originally maybe thought, given the area being sandy. The repercussions of that is we had hoped that the water that drained off the road would just settle into the ditches and percolate out. That might not necessarily be the case 100%, so that's something we need to think about as we move forward. Under the drainage considerations, that's one thing that we're going to have to look at further if you guys decide to move forward, is there may have to be some accommodations made for that drainage water and trying to get it to the maybe to the lake or something like that, where it's not impeding on people's property and that kind of stuff. The next consideration, we talked a little bit about residential impacts, and we're going to have to come up with a plan. If you guys decide to move forward, there will be some impacts to those residents as they go through the process of putting that road in. So for the, what do we say, 3 to 4 weeks that it would involve, you know, tearing up the road, reconditioning it, putting the concrete in and all that stuff, there'd be 3 to 4 weeks there where we'd have to figure out a way to get those residents to their homes. You know, historically, that ranges anywhere from having them park a ways away and walk to their residences, or putting in a temporary road, maybe on the north side of the road or the south side of the road, so that they could get to their property. So there would be some inconvenience to them over the course of the month, but they are getting a
reward.
They are getting a road in return for that. So something to think about. As you page through your document, I'll turn it over to these guys and let them talk to you a little bit about the cost estimate that we put together for it. This is an estimate for the whole road, all the way from the highway all the way to the end. And it kind of outlines two options, concrete and asphalt. So
the having been up and down that road for the last 50 years, Walt's been out there his whole life. Have you ever had waters sitting in that ditch or impeding on your property?
The only time we had any water sitting in a ditch was when the ground was still froze and we had that early rain.
Yeah.
As soon as the frost went out, it was gone.
Yeah, I've never seen any water set out on any of them roadways. Haven't been over it for 50 years.
And it's just because all the way west is all parking lot for everybody on there, so
yeah.
No place really to drain except from half east. And I believe there's a culvert on that far east end that is supposed to drain into the lake bed. I don't know where it's at.
All right, well, thanks for your local knowledge there.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think about, too, is once this road is put in, you're going from gravel to concrete or asphalt, so there is probably going to be a little more water that's shedding off of that. But
I can piggyback off that a little bit for the drainage considerations, and I'll talk about the cost estimate. But we looked at how we would handle some of the drainage there, and the plan we came up with was building a ditch on the south side there, a little bit more pronounced of a ditch at least, where we'd send all the water to. And then after that, we're thinking somewhere along that line there has to be a storm sewer that crosses under the road and goes over to Crystal Lake there. So whether it's an existing one that we refurbish on the east end, or if we find a good spot in the middle of it where there's not a house right now or a couple kind of far apart so we could get an easement through there, we'd look at some option like that. Because in the future, yes, we'll have a paved road here regardless of what material it is. There'll be more houses, there'll be more development, so there will be more rainwater there and more rainwater collecting in that ditch, whether it sits there right now or not. But so yeah, cost. I know cost is an important factor here. We looked at two different options for asphalt and concrete in your packet. There's some roughed out engineer's estimate numbers there for you with some itemized construction line items there to kind of give you a little more detail. But The total cost for the concrete version of this we are showing is $1.1 million, and the total cost of the asphalt version is just over $1.3 million. So that comprises of a new paved road, some amounts of storm sewer, some regrading, a new sub base for that road, and that goes from the far east end where it becomes private property all the way up to the highway. So both of those options are over your current budget of, I think, $700,000 we were looking at with ARPA funds. So we've got kind of an estimated spot where the available dollars could take you if you started at, say, the east end and worked your way west, get you past most of the houses and maybe just past that first curve, if you guys are all familiar with that spot there, and probably stop somewhere around that area. Maybe even needs a little bit of non-ARPA funding to get tossed into the pot there to get you just past that first corner.
The only thing is you can't mix ARPA fund and bond in the same project. There are different things we're looking at. So.
And short of that, you know, if you don't have any funds to kick into it, maybe we stop just short of that first curve. There just seemed like there'd be one or two houses that were left behind there, and I'd be a little teed off if I was that resident.
That wouldn't be an option. It's either all the way or nothing.
So you're saying all the way to the highway or nothing, or just, okay.
Yeah, all the way or nothing. So just like Marty said, you know, and Bob, you know, we're looking at some different options. Obviously, we can't mix the two together, so, you know, maybe a bond situation, you know, and still have our ARPA money for other projects is what we're looking at. So it's a big commitment, obviously, for the county. And it's a big commitment for Gene Murray and his wife as well, you know, what he started. And, again, the conversation has been on the table for a few years. He's active. He's rolling with things like his word, you know, like he said he was going to do. So we as a board, we just need to figure out our next move.
Absolutely.
Why is asphalt more money? I'd never guess that.
Asphalt used to be... the oil prices used to be a lot cheaper, and so asphalt was used more frequently. It was more comparative in cost to concrete. Now with asphalt, well, you had to do this before, but the asphalt costs itself there are higher. You have to put a rock base under asphalt where you don't have to necessarily put that under concrete. Okay. So that's one difference here. You've got a 6-inch rock base that goes under the asphalt because asphalt's a flexible pavement. It doesn't have any structure by itself, really.
And that shows that's a lot of money.
Yeah, there's a good chunk of cost in rock. Asphalt, you know, asphalt's that you bid it by the ton. And per ton, that versus concrete, it used to be a lot cheaper. But now it's more comparable in cost, and plus it has the rock, so it's just not as...
That's crazy. Did you ever think you'd ever see that day?
I guess at the start of my career, it was just evening out more and more.
Really?
So, yeah. Okay.
I remember on Old Sawmill Road, blacktop was just a hair more on that one.
Is that right?
Really,
it's a Midwest thing, too. The materials that we have around here for concrete, too, are just a little bit more readily available than what some other places are. You go north into Minnesota, and it's almost all asphalt, it seems like. And obviously, the further south you go, it's all asphalt, too. They don't have to worry about freeze-thaw near as much as we do. So,
but concrete lasts longer.
Yes.
Still.
Yep.
A lot longer.
It all kind of comes down to the maintenance as well. The maintenance as well as how well it's built to begin with. But generally, the simplest answer is that with concrete versus asphalt, usually you're looking at a 30 to 50 year life for concrete with proper maintenance, and you're looking at maybe 20 to 30 for asphalt, again with proper maintenance. We try to compare the two of them with a similar life cycle. So sometimes the asphalt one has to include some, I don't want to say renovations, but some more maintenance through it to have those stay alive.
Trucks or anything on this, will there? Just global traffic, so that's going to be a long. Done right, it'll be a long.
Like garbage trucks would be about it, you know.
So yeah, some other considerations. Jeff had mentioned the temporary construction access, some kind of temporary road, most likely either on the north or the south side. I know all the drivers are on the north side there, so you'd think maybe put it on the south side, but then there's going to be a couple of days for sure during construction where they can't cross that road, so everybody's going to be parking on that south side maybe and walking across to their houses.
Is any of that temporary access part of this bid?
We have some contingency in there that we included it would, or that we had anticipated it would be part of, but no, we didn't. We don't have a separate line item
yeah.
for that.
Just not, I was wondering about that contingency.
Yeah, kind of a thing that you get some public feedback and stuff on mm-hmm. and see how they want to handle it. But surprisingly, from the soils report, it talked about not wanting to use a lot of the gravel there for the existing sub base. So the different options they presented involved pushing most of that off to the side. So one option was, hey, maybe we push all of the gravel off to the south side and make a temporary access road with the existing gravel. Then you redo your base, do your new road, and you know, haul the gravel off after, use somewhere else. Or
what are they recommending then to, are they talking about churning it up to 24 inches? Is that what I saw in here?
That was one option they talked about.
What do you think?
With the gravel. Otherwise, they are saying for subgrade prep, it's basically churning up the 24 inches. You take off 12 inches, run a disc through it and compact it. That's your bottom 12. You put the top 12 back on and you do the same thing. That's subgrade prep, we call it, pretty much. We have that option in there for whichever way you go, whether it's asphalt or concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an access thing. Another item I put down to talk about was ARPA funding and how you guys are able to spend that. It's just something to definitely look into. You've probably seen it on some other projects, but when you're using the ARPA funds, you've got American Iron and Steel requirements. You've got sometimes Davis-Bacon wages. There's a lot of different requirements when you're using that funding that have to be met to make sure that it's all used the way the federal government wants to be used, I suppose. So a little more requirements with that stuff sometimes.
We're not afraid to use American Steel.
That's you. I just sometimes.
But I know that's part of it. I understand, yeah.
I think I touched on most of the cost estimate stuff. Anything else I'm missing, either of you gentlemen, or questions that you guys have? We can definitely try to field any questions you may have on it. I did want to say one thing. So at the start and on the agenda item, it talked about an approval or disapproval of a preliminary plan. We had the contract to do this preliminary work.
Yeah.
We did that. We did the report. We turned that in. There's really nothing to approve or disapprove today. It's just kind of presenting it and asking questions.
Yeah, this was just to help you make a decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Firm numbers. We know where we're at.
Yeah, so we'll be making a decision sooner than later. Hopefully, at our next meeting, we can get...
hopefully sooner than later, right?
Yeah, find out our funding source. And
if you want us to come back, just give us a shout and we'll come back and answer questions or
okay.
conversation if you wanted.
Is there any questions that we should be asking, or do you think that, the biggest concern is obviously definitely have to have an access road, you know? And because for emergency services, et cetera, you know, I mean, we definitely got to have a road going to the homes.
And I guess, you know, as you look at that area for development, if you think that is going to be developed on both sides of the road as time goes on, it makes a lot more sense on a per dollar basis.
Yeah.
You know, as you look at cost benefit.
Yeah, the one side, you know, is pretty much fully developed. But I foresee it even on the north side, that first area where that field is, I would bet that thing will be developed in the very near future too. If the road
even faster if you put it.
Oh, road makes a lot of things happen.
Road, yeah.
Yeah, we found that out on an old sawmill road. You know, there was, as soon as it was done, stuff started going in. So,
all right.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You got words about saying anything.
I was going to say, you got to wait.
You want to hate.
Hold on. We better say a few words. What's his name?
Sean Callahan.
Yeah, Sean, get up here and say a few words.
Me?
Yeah, you can say a few words.
You're not just arm candy.
You tell us something. I don't care what you say. Just say something.
Go Cyclones.
Go
Hawkeyes.
He said something.
Anything but that. Anything but that.
Thanks, guys.
He changed red, didn't he? I thought he was
going to say
that. That's what we're here for.
Okay, so on that, let's go ahead and Bob's already started the wheels rolling on D.A. Davidson to look at possibly bonding it, and maybe you can get him here at our next meeting, possibly, see if it works for him, and then he would have all the costs.
What's that mean?
They would bond the cost of the road over a number of years, either 5 or 10 years is what we've usually done in the past.
Cool.
And there's you have so much ability to borrow as a county, and Bob did check with the guy today, and he said that we're well within our bonding with.
Can I request something? Could you, Cherie, send us what we have bonded right now? And what's left to be...
How many years left on bonds?
Yeah, what's left on payments.
Yeah, we're kind of...
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, we're working on that. So, yeah, that's... I said the same thing, so that's good to know.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely doable, according to our bond company. It's just how long you want to pay it off. 5 years, 10 years.
15 years, 20 years,
whatever it is.
All right, that takes us to board discussion, approve, disapprove the weed sign superintendent position and job description. We've gone back and forth on this thing a few times, just trying to make sure we have everything done properly. We as a board need to appoint two members of our board to be representatives on this. So if that's a motionable deal, I would make a motion that Troy and Brian would be the members of the county on the board. That the county already has theirs set up, so we're adding a couple of members to it.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion on anything like that, or just appoint them?
I think you could just appoint them.
Okay.
So those are the two you're going to appoint. Perfect.
We'll appoint those two.
Yeah. I don't know.
Then. Jolene, we'll get back and forth. Kim, or upstairs, they were still a little back and forth on who needed to do what when. So we'll get it ironed out here once and for all in the next week. Because apparently they felt that our two appointees should be involved in the meeting that makes those decisions. So we have our two appointees now. So I don't know if they'll have to, I guess, probably talk to Tony and find out.
Last week.
I know, but we needed to have representation on that, apparently, is what I'm told.
You needed to have a motion to have the appointee for the Labor Management Committee done to move forward. So do they technically have to meet again?
I would say yes.
This has got to go through the board.
Yeah.
Right? Eventually.
Yeah, I would just vote on it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm
second.
Who made the motion?
He did.
Yep.
Oh, Marty did. Troy and Brian?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, but I guess you guys are all over the place with me right now. I don't know. I think it sounds right, doesn't it?
It is.
Okay, it's right.
You're fine.
So I know it's been kind of convoluted, but we'll get it figured
just
out
a little bit.
Once and for all, I'm sure.
So by next year, we'll have a lead.
Hopefully, we're overgrown. Okay, so Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob? Damn.
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Jolene.
Jolene, come on down.
I thought you were going to start singing.
I was going to start singing. I thought about it. I didn't know. That's all I know.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We have 289.5 hours maintaining. Well, let me see here. 4 hours on Grant Road. 120 hours hauling gravel. 1,110.07 tons of road gravel hauled out to the roads. 11 hours spent on signs. We have gravel requests for 200, 230th O Avenue, Knox Boulevard, K Avenue, Millis Beach, and 240th. That rain early, not last week, but the week before, kind of turned some things into a mess. We did have LTAP come in last week and do training on the loader and the skid loader.
Oh, nice.
They started working on the Jackson Bridge, so we do have that road closed down. Our new maintainer come in last week, and I'm sure you guys have seen the signs on the door. The scrap tire cleanup is coming up May 3rd and 4th, so help spread the word on that.
May 3rd and 4th.
I don't have this on here, but we did have about
12 hours doing the shoulders on North Bluff Road, but we had all the traffic off of it, or I shouldn't say all, a lot of the traffic was done there. And Ron Gill wants to start next week on the panel repairs.
Okay.
So. I've had a lot of people like the road gravel.
Good.
But if you own a tire shop, your tire repair business isn't very good.
That's a plumbing.
The only problem is we can, you know, one truck can only get 3 loads a day out that, you know, so I just wish it was closer, so.
Jolene, I had a couple of questions that I was asked. First of all, on the frontage road along Old Crystal Lake there beside, you know, where the trailer park is, across Martin Airfield, there's one really significant hole in the blacktop there. The fire hydrants at the Albanicious Edition, are they city or with the fire that we had out at the Morgan property last week, I had 2 different people call and ask if the county was responsible to know if those fire hydrants, I know that the city water out there, so does the city maintain the hydrants in the Albanicious Edition?
I would say we've never done anything on that.
That's what my guess was, but
I
don't know.
City water out there. I mean, he's everything.
They were using the one at Lake Avenue and the old sawmill to fill during that Morgan fire, and they're just a couple blocks down the road. But I can't imagine that we would be, because I know that it's city water and they put the city water and sewer in that addition, so I guess that'd be my guess too. So
you want me to look at it?
I would like to put just one of those deals you put on top of deer in the snow, because they were buried under a mountain of snow, because we had a mountain of snow. So if we could just put on those little deals, the reflective tape things on them.
I know they have marked some of them.
Uh-huh. If you could throw them on, I guess that's all I would recommend. And then I'll talk to them on the other. And then did you guys replace a number of windows or something? When I was going through Claims Northside Glass.
It's been a while since they had a little love and attention.
Yeah.
So
had some wear and tear on the glass.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we did, 10, 12.
About everything.
Yeah, everything needed it. And then we got a bunch of the chip repair kits.
Oh, yeah.
So we can, I ordered like a dozen of them off Amazon. That way we can maybe catch them right away.
Oh, yeah, nice.
To keep them from spreading. So We'll see if that works.
I think I have a couple dozen that I haven't used for years. I'll give you 2.
Okay.
If I find it.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
And then we have our jail report, sponsored by Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Enlighten us with the jail report.
I think you're stuck with me now instead of the sheriff.
That's okay.
I knew as soon as he saw an out, he'd take it.
Yep. He was actually there today, and he's like, so do I have to go? I said, well, I assumed I was going to be like, all right, good deal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you do a pretty good imitation of him. You got to limp a little bit when you're doing those.
Okay, I'll work on that. Let's see. So we got our January report. We averaged 104 county inmates, 11 federal, 0 juveniles, total in-house 115. For the calendar year, we averaged 104 for county, 11 federal, 115 in-house. For the fiscal year, we averaged 99 county inmates, 15 federal, 0.33 juveniles, and 114 total. Our January marshals, we were at 28,240. ICE was $757.30. We didn't have any Omaha or South Dakota marshals. So total for all of that was $28,997.30. For our fiscal marshals, we were at $249,671.82. ICE, we were at $11,978.31. Omaha, South Dakota, 1520. Total federal, $263,170.13. Which brought our calendar federal to $51,817.48. Total fiscal for contracts, we didn't have any for January, so we were holding steady at $37.95. Our November commissary commission was $12,157.55. And our average cost per day in January was 66 $1,000.89. So we were under budget in January, $40,712.73, which kept us 14% under budget. We're about 5% under the budget for the year for January. So.
All right.
February, March, obviously, is it too scary to tell or what?
No, we're doing okay so far.
Oh. I must not have a...
How long is it? It's a three.
Oh.
I got three for you, so.
Are they looking, are you expecting any more federal inmates if you have room or...
I just took... three males a couple weeks ago, so we're sitting at 14 federals right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I know they were asking for more, but I just, at this I can't get them anymore. So we have two female feds, but I only have one female bed open right now, so they're on the verge of having to get it out. So, males, we were
start releasing people.
Getting a little bit better, so yeah, I told them we could take three more. You know, I said if we would hold steady like that, I'd love to take more, but we're just so back and forth right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're still
spring.
Averaging over 100 all the time lately.
Yeah,
so, summer hasn't even hit yet, so wait till that happens.
Yeah, and like I said, we're just, the ones we're getting, they're not leaving as quick as they used to because their chargers are so much more serious anymore, so we're not getting the 30-day holds anymore. I mean,
yeah,
we're seeing a lot more felonies.
Yeah.
So our turnover.
We got a bunch of new officers too, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, it might be, knock on wood, okay for a little bit because like one of our deputies is off at K-9 school, and
yeah.
So that might
help
us for a few months here. But once he gets back, it'll
pick up again.
Yep, we're gonna be back to a full house.
Elizabeth, do we hold state ahead of two state? Are we holding them for the state also? Because the federal, it's separate, right?
Yes, federal separate.
Federal
so
separate.
As soon as they're sentenced to
right.
state, we try to get them out as quick as possible.
So, but if they're sentenced for, is it less than 2 years now?
Less than a year still. So anything over
okay.
1 year, then they head to Lincoln or York. So,
okay.
But anything under 365 days, they
yeah.
stay with us the whole time.
And so, I remember them changing that years ago where they wanted to... Obviously, they were full down there. They wanted us. They wanted all the county jails to hold them longer. I remember that. It's been a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's full everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere in corrections is.
Did they come in and look at your for your carpets?
Yes. Yep. I got one bid for carpets so far.
Uh-huh.
So.
Was it?
Yep. I didn't think it was too terrible, but I figured I should maybe get
mm-hmm.
try to get at least one more and.
Yep.
We'll head over, and that one was from Bill Vanderveen, who did our bathrooms and stuff. So
oh, okay.
I knew he did good work,
yeah.
And he's one person that's always, if
available.
He says he's going to be
yeah.
there, he's there, which I liked. So
for sure. Not many contractors like that.
Not for countertops.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Yep. You want me to read the other two?
Oh.
Yeah, I think we are able to read.
Yeah,
ourselves,
but
yeah,
we won't make you go through all of them.
Okay. I would say yeah, they're all pretty similar. We've been under budget around $40,000 each month and everything so far. So we're knocking wood until some of these medical things.
Yeah,
start
that's what happens.
It's a medical year for our inmates. So
crap shoot.
Soon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Jolene, Lance, have you guys done the work out on M Avenue or started to do the things that need to be done before? Okay. All right.
Hopefully. Once the weather straightens out a little bit, we can get in there and get some stuff done.
Okay.
I was talking to Al with Envirotech, and he's going to be gone the last part of May, so I'm going to call Stevie tomorrow and kind of get a time frame.
Okay.
Well, we want to do it in May, but if we have to wait for Al to come back,
yeah,
I'd
if it's
rather have his knowledge there.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of struggling through it. So.
Yeah, if it's June, I don't think it makes a big difference. So, all right. All right, then we're going to discuss, approve, deny purchase with monies from the ARPA fund. Board approve or disapprove change order number one for jail parking lot area number one for the old fire hall parking lot project awarded to Barkley Asphalt.
So on the fire hall parking lot, we originally had bid it for 2 inches to just keep the weeds down,
yep.
But after concern of having traffic on there, up to 5 inches, so that changed it to an increase of $9,790 for a total of $18,750.
Don't you think, Scott, back behind there, it'd be a must to do it? I mean, it.
Okay. Then over on the jail parking lot, there's a little miscommunication on some of the parameters of it, but we got it figured out. This is the new increase of $3,429, and we are going to have to help do some of the work to keep that cost low. So
okay.
We went out and met with Barkley, and I think we're on a good roll. He's kind of talked about maybe the end of this week, early next week, getting to the project.
So. Very good.
Okay, so when we had these originally bid out, just refresh my memory, were these, he's the only one that bid these two?
Barkley? Yeah. No, we had the...
My point is he still lower than what everybody else was?
Well, if you remember right, there was some fluctuation in the price, but we were hoping to get it all done together
at the same time. I remember that now.
Yep.
Yep, I remember that. Yep, same contractor, get it done, right, because of it was a wash in one and the other. Okay, I get it. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve both of these change order forms to the new dollar amounts, $84,800 and the other one $18,750 for the jail and the fire hall area. House, whatever.
I'd second that.
Maintenance building. Doing is tomorrow. PNC.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep. And then the board to approve, disapprove change order number one, Jackson Bridge deck repair, awarded to ME Collins Contractor. Contracting company.
So, I guess I had originally always thought we were going to close the road down when mm-hmm. we did the bridge, but they had done it for one lane traffic. Well, once the contractors got in there and looked at it, they're like, yeah, we have to close it. So the $6,400 difference is not having to get traffic lights down there while the bridge is closed. So it benefited us a little bit to just close it down.
It was so rare when you look at something and it's cost is less. I looked at that and I turned it upside down. So yeah, that's a good deal. And Ronnie will probably be able to get his work done while it's closed too then.
Yeah, that's what he's
hoping. Easier for him too. So. I know it's an extra 2 miles, but it's not a big deal for people to run around that.
Deals.
All right.
So I'll make a motion to approve the change order for the Jackson Bridge of the decrease in the dollar amount. Thank you.
A second.
Lights, $6,400. Right?
Yep.
All right. Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Commissioner Committee reports.
LEC. We had a meeting. Insurance, building property insurance went down. For the cyber. I think it was all about the cyber insurance. So they're still trying to work on getting the grant monies are so complicated when it comes to the BOCA with Kim and Liz. And she, of course, they're trying to get her on full time yet. And of course, you know, what was it, $35,000? To have her hired, I think it was, full time, with benefits and et cetera. So, something that, I don't know, there's a lot of conversation on her being bilingual and ways around that, but I don't know. The city needs to discuss and figure out, and we need to figure it out on our end if we want to meet them in the middle and hire her full time. There's some conversation I'd like to have behind. With you, Bob. You know, you and I sit on the board. I'd like to talk to you about it. But anyways,
right.
That's what I have.
The only thing on legislative, I think the inheritance tax survived the session. I think they reduced one of the categories a little bit, but the out and out repeal so far.
Mm-hmm.
They meet, I think it's this Thursday is the last day, but
I was going to say, they got to be about done, aren't they?
Yeah, they have one day left, but the, and I don't think, I don't, anyway, I think the inheritance tax
another
is
year?
Fine for this year, yeah.
But what about you, Troy?
Nothing.
Sorry. Mail emergency business?
I don't have any.
All right, so we're going to go over and do our jail visit, and then we'll adjourn from there.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
That's awesome.